السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، وأسعد الله أوقاتكم بكل خير، وحياكم وبياكم وجعل فردوس مثواي ومثواكم، اللهم آمين. ما زلنا مع كتاب جوامع الأخبار للعلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي أبي عبد الله رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى، ووصلنا إلى الحديث 11.
We reached the hadith number 11 going through the book جوامع الأخبار Comprehensive Reports by the Sheikh السعدي رحمه الله.
عن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. متفق عليه.
From معاوية رضي الله عنه, who said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said whomever Allah wants good for him, he makes him knowledgeable in the religion, or he makes him one who understands the religion.
أولا التعريف براوي الحديث.
First, we give the biography of the narrator of the hadith.
هو معاوية ابن أبي سفيان, هو صخر ابن حرب.
معاوية, the son of أبي سفيان, who is صخر ابن حرب.
ابن أمية ابن عبد شمس.
The son of Umayyah, son of Abd Shams.
Ibn Abd Manaf.
Son of Abd Manaf.
Abu Abd al-Rahman al-Qurashi.
Abu Abd al-Rahman, this is the nickname of Muawiyah al-Qurashi.
Amir al-Mu'minin wa awwal muluk al-Muslimin.
The prince of believers and the first king of Muslims.
يلتقي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في النسب في عبد مناف.
His lineage meets with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Abd Manaf.
وذلك أن جد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هاشم.
That is because the grandfather of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم هاشم.
وجد معاوية وهو عبد شمس.
And the grandfather of معاوية and that is عبد شمس.
أخوان توأم.
They are twin brothers.
أسلم معاوية قبل أبيه.
معاوية accepted Islam before his father.
في عمرة القضاء.
In the Umrah called Umrah of Makeup or the Umrah of Judgment.
في السنة السابعة من الهجرة.
In the seventh year of Hijrah.
ولكنه أظهر إسلامه يوم الفتح في السنة الثامنة.
But he made his Islam apparent and announced in the eighth year of Hijrah, in the conquest of Mecca.
وكان كاتبا للوحي لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he was a writer who used from the scribes who used to write for the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. They used to write the revelation.
كان واليا على الشام 20 سنة.
He was the governor of Al-Sham for 20 years.
ثم أميرا للمؤمنين 20 سنة أخرى.
Then he became the prince of the believers for another 20 years.
تولى الخلافة بعد تنازل الحسن بن علي.
He ascended or he was the Khalifa. He became the Khalifa after Al-Hasan ibn Ali gave up the caliphate for him.
وذاك سنة 41 وسمي عام الجماعة.
And that is the year 41 هجرة, the year which is titled the year of the group.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 63 حديث.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 163 حديث.
وتوفي سنة 60 ودفن في الشام.
He passed away the year 60 هجرة and he was buried in الشام.
هذا الحديث الذي رواه معاوية عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This hadith that Muawiyah narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين.
Whomever Allah wants good for him, he makes him knowledgeable in the religion.
هو من أعظم فضائل العلم.
It is from the best excellences of the legal knowledge.
وأن من سعادة العبد أن يوجه إلى طلب العلم.
That it is from the happiness, the happiness of a person is that Allah عز وجل would direct him towards seeking knowledge.
وكونه يتوجه إلى طلب العلم هذا معناه أن الله أراد به خيرا.
The fact that he is directed towards seeking the legal knowledge, this is a sign that Allah wanted good for him.
والفقه في الدين يشمل أمورا.
understanding or being knowledgeable in the religion is it includes a number of matters.
معرفة أصول الإيمان.
Knowing the foundations of faith.
وتفاصيل الشريعة.
And the details of the Islamic law.
وحقائق الإحسان.
And the realities of being perfect and kind.
كما في حديث جبريل عليه السلام.
As in the hadith of Jibril عليه السلام.
لما سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عن الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
About Islam, إيمان and إحسان.
ففسر الإسلام بأركان الإسلام.
He explained Islam as the pillars of Islam.
وهي إقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت والشهادتان.
The five pillars of Islam.
وفصل الإيمان and بذكر أركانه.
And he detailed the إيمان by mentioning the pillars of it.
وهي الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره.
The six pillars of faith.
وفسر الإحسان بأن يعبد الله كأنه يراه فإن لم يكن يراه فإن الله يراه.
And he explained إحسان reaching a state of perfection. And that is to worship Allah as though you see Him. For surely, if you don't see Him, He truly sees you.
فالفقه في الدين إدراك هذه الأمور الثلاثة.
So being knowledgeable in the religion, it includes those three matters.
ويدخل في ذلك في علم الفقه.
And included in this knowledge of fiqh.
و علوم المعاملات والعبادات.
The knowledge also pertaining to acts of worship and transactions.
وكذلك حقائق الإيمان وطريق السلوك إلى الله تبارك وتعالى.
Likewise, the realities of faith and the path towards Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
ويدخل فيه كذلك جميع الوسائل التي تعين على تعلم هذا العلم.
And included in that also are all the means that will serve to help and assist to achieve that.
مما لا يتم الواجب إلا به.
From the things where the obligation cannot be achieved except through having those matters.
كعلوم العربية وغيرها.
Like the knowledge of the Arabic language and other branches of knowledge.
ويفهم من الحديث.
It is understood from this hadith.
أن من لم يوفق إلى طلب العلم والحرص عليه.
That the one who is not facilitated to seek knowledge and to be keen to learn the legal knowledge.
فإنه لم يرد الله به خيرا.
Then Allah did not really want good for him.
فلذلك يحرص الإنسان على أن يتعلم العلم.
This is why the person should be diligent to seek the knowledge.
ولذلك قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى.
This is why Imam Ahmad he said رحمه الله.
مع المحبرة إلى المقبرة.
That he will continue to be with the ink pot, meaning seeking knowledge up until the graveyard.
وهناك من الصحابة من أسلم وهو كبير في السن.
There are amongst the companions those who accepted Islam and they were old in age.
ومع هذا تعلم العلم.
Yet he learned the knowledge.
وتفقه في الدين.
And he sought the understanding of the religion.
والمشهور عند بعض أهل العلم.
It is famous or widespread within the people of knowledge.
أن الإمام ابن حزم رحمه الله تعالى.
That Imam Ibn Hazm, may Allah have mercy on him.
الذي يعني قد عرف بعلمه ورجاحة عقله.
He who is well known with his knowledge and the sharp intellect, the wise intellect that he had.
أنه لم يطلب العلم إلا في كبر.
He did not seek the knowledge except after he was older in age.
ومع هذا نال ما نال من العلم.
Yet he attained and achieved whatever he attained of the knowledge.
وذلك أنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا.
That is because the one who fears Allah has piety for him, Allah will make a way out for him.
ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب.
And he will provide for him from means that he never expected.
سواء من المال أو العلم أو ما قصد.
It is wealth or knowledge or whatever he intended.
نعم. بعد ذلك الحديث الثاني عشر.
After that, حديث number 12.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال.
From أبي هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, who said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف.
the strong believer is the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer.
وفي كل خير.
And in each one of them there is good.
احرص على ما ينفعك.
Be keen and diligent to achieve whatever benefits you.
واستعن بالله ولا تعجز.
And seek the help of Allah and do not be lazy.
وإن أصابك شيء.
If something happens or befalls you.
فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا.
Do not say that if had I done such and such and such and such.
ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل.
Then it will be such and such. But rather you should say Allah has destined and whatever He wished, He brought into existence or He did.
فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان.
For surely if opens up the door of Satan.
هذا الحديث اشتمل على أربعة جمل.
This hadith included four statements.
سنمر عليها جملة جملة.
And we will pass by them one statement after the other.
الأولى المؤمن القوي أحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف.
The first one, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer.
الثانية في قوله احرص على ما ينفعك.
The second one is be careful and diligent to achieve whatever that is beneficial to you.
الثالثة في قوله واستعن بالله ولا تعجز.
And the third one, seek the help of Allah and do not be lazy.
والرابعة إن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا.
And the fourth one, if something befalls you, then do not say, had I done such and such and such and such.
أما راوي الحديث فأبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
As for the narrator of the hadith, then it is Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه.
عبد الرحمن بن صخر الدوسي.
عبد الرحمن بن صخر الدوسي.
وقد مر التعريف به and الحديث الرابع.
Knowing him has passed already in the fourth hadith, the biography of him.
أما هذا الحديث.
As for this hadith,
فقد اشتمل على أصول عظيمة.
This hadith included great foundations.
أولاً إثبات المحبة لله جل وعلا.
First, affirming love for Allah, the quality of love for Allah.
وأن الله جل وعلا يحب العباد الصالحين.
And that Allah عز وجل, He loves the servants who are righteous.
وأنها متعلقة بمشيئته وإرادته.
And this is attached or linked to His will. And his wish.
وأنها تتفاضل.
And that this actually varies, some excel over the other.
وجاءت نصوص كثيرة في إثبات محبة الله تبارك وتعالى لعباده.
And there are so many texts that have come regarding Allah سبحانه وتعالى loving His servants.
وهي كما يقول أهل العلم من صفات الله الفعلية.
And it is, as the scholars say, it is from the attributes of Allah that pertain to the actions that He does.
وهي التي تحصل إذا جاءت أسبابها.
And that those attributes of actions, they happen when the causes of them are met.
وكلنا يعرف الحديث المشهور حديث أبي هريرة أيضا صحيح البخاري.
All of us know the famous hadith أبي هريرة also in صحيح البخاري.
من عاد لي يقول الله جل وعلا حديث قدسي.
That Allah عز وجل says it's a حديث قدسي.
من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب.
The one who shows enmity to an ally of mine, then I waged war, I declare war against him.
وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضت عليه.
And my servant wouldn't get closer to me with anything better than what I have made compulsory upon him.
وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه.
My servant continues to get closer to me by doing voluntary deeds up until I love him.
فالإنسان إذا فعل الأشياء التي يحبها الله أحبه الله.
So the human, if he does the things that Allah loves, then Allah will love him.
وكلما تقرب أكثر زاد حب الله له.
And the more he gets, the servant gets closer to Allah, then the love of Allah will be increased for him.
ولهذا قلنا إن حب الله لعباده يتفاوت.
This is why we said that Allah's love to His servants it varies in levels and degrees.
فمحبته لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ليست كمحبته لغيره سواء من أصحابه أو غيره من المؤمنين.
So his love for his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is not the same as him سبحانه وتعالى loving his companions or other humans.
والله لا يجامل في محبته وإنما يحب العبد الذي يتقرب إليه أكثر.
الله عز وجل he will love the servant who will get closer to him more. He will not give his love just like that. He will give his love to those who get closer to him more.
فنستطيع أن نقول إن محبة الله لك بيدك أنت أن تزيدها أو تضعفها.
So we can say that the love for you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for to you, you are the one who can increase it, strengthen it, or weaken it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do it, will not love someone just to appease them.
فكلما قربت من الله أكثر كلما أحبك أكثر.
The more you get closer to Allah, the more He will love you.
ودل الحديث كذلك على أن الإيمان يشمل العقائد القلبية.
This hadith also proves that iman or faith includes beliefs or the creed in the heart.
وكما جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As has come in the hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الإيمان 64 شعبة.
Iman is 60 some branches.
أعلاها كلمة لا إله إلا الله.
The highest of these branches is the word لا إله إلا الله. There is no true God except Allah.
وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق.
And the lowest of these branches is the removal of harmful objects from the way.
قال والحياء شعبة من الإيمان.
He said عليه الصلاة والسلام and also shyness is a branch of faith.
فذكر مثالا لكل نوع من أنواع الإيمان.
So he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned an example for every type of the branches of faith.
إيمان القلب.
The faith in the heart.
وإيمان اللسان.
The faith in the tongue.
وإيمان الجوارح.
And the faith in the body parts.
فقول لا إله إلا الله هذا النطق بالجوارح.
So the statement لا إله إلا الله, this is the statement of the tongue.
والحياء من الإيمان هذا من أعمال القلوب.
And the shyness is from faith and that is from the actions of the heart.
والإماطة الأذى من الطريق من أعمال اليد وهي الجارحة.
And the removal of harmful objects from the way is from the actions of the hand, which is from the body parts.
طبعا الإيمان باللسان اللي هو القول لا إله إلا الله من القول باللسان.
So saying لا إله إلا الله is from the إيمان by the tongue.
نعم. فإذا الإيمان بالله تبارك وتعالى مطلب لكل إنسان.
So believing in Allah Azza wa Jal is an objective for every human.
فمن فعل كل ما يحبه الله تبارك وتعالى فهو المؤمن القوي.
So the one who does all that Allah loves, then he is the strong believer.
فطلب العلم.
So he sought the knowledge.
ودعا إلى الله.
And he invited to Allah.
وصبر على ما أصابه.
And he was patient with whatever befalls him.
فهذا هو المؤمن القوي.
This is the strong believer.
ومن كان دون ذلك فهو المؤمن الضعيف.
The one who was short, falls short, less than that, then he is the weak believer.
والإيمان كما هو عند أهل السنة والجماعة يزيد وينقص.
الإيمان as it is according to أهل السنة والجماعة, it increases and decreases.
تزيده الطاعة وتنقصه المعصية.
Obedience increases it and the disobedience decreases it.
وهنا فائدة في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي كل خير.
Here is a benefit here regarding the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and in each one of them there is goodness.
لأنه قال المؤمن القوي خير من المؤمن الضعيف.
Because he said that the strong believer is better than the weak believer.
فقد يظن الظان أن المؤمن الضعيف لا خير فيه.
So someone might think that the weak believer there is no goodness in it in him at all.
وذلك استدرك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وفي كل خير.
That's why رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم here he put this made this statement to remove this misunderstanding. He said that in every one of them there is goodness.
ولذلك الإنسان إذا فاضل بين شيئين.
This is why the human being, the person, if he mentions the excellence between two matters,
عليه أن يحترز ويذكر فضل المفضول.
He should be cautious in this regard, and he should mention the excellence of the one who is the lesser one.
وكذلك الأمر بالنسبة لذكر الأشرار يذكر أيضا الفرق بينهما ويذكر كذلك أن كلاه أن كليهما فيه شر.
Likewise, when someone mentions evil and just the how they vary in evil, he would mention the difference between the two, and he mentions that in each one of them there is evil.
ويجمع المؤمنين ثلاثة أحوال.
And the believers gather between three matters, three states.
مجموعة في قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
They are gathered together in the statement of Allah Ta'ala.
ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا.
Then we made those servants whom we have chosen, we made them inherit the book.
فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد.
Amongst them are those who wronged themselves. Amongst them those are those who are in the middle path or moderate.
ومنهم سابق بالخيرات.
And amongst them are those who beat and premier others by doing good deeds.
وكل هؤلاء مؤمنون.
And all of these three categories are believers.
إذن هناك مؤمن سابق بالخيرات.
So there is a believer who beats and premiers others, pioneers others in doing good deeds.
وهو المؤمن القوي.
And this is the strong believer.
ومنهم مقتصد. أي وسط.
And amongst them are those who are in the middle grounds, or the ones who are moderate.
ومنهم ظالم لنفسه أي مسرف على نفسه بالمعاصي.
And amongst them are those who wronged and oppressed themselves. That is, these are the ones who have involved themselves in committing sins.
لكنه لم يخرج من دائرة الإسلام.
But this third person, the oppressing himself, he did not exit from the Islamic circle.
فالسابق بالخيرات.
So the one who beats others in doing good deeds.
هو الذي فعل الواجبات والمستحبات.
He is the one who has done the obligations and the recommended acts.
وترك المحرمات والمكروهات.
And he left the prohibited things and even the disliked matters he left them.
بل وفضول المباحات.
Even he leaves the extra allowable things.
و كان سفيان الثوري رحمه الله تعالى يقول.
سفيان الثوري رحمه الله used to say.
ما رأيت أسهل من الورع.
I have not seen easier than having the state of ورع. This is the heightened level of piety.
كلما شككت في شيء تركته.
Every time I doubt something, then I just leave it.
فهؤلاء إذن هم السابقون. بالخيرات.
Those are the ones who pioneer others in doing good deeds.
ثم المقتصدون.
Then there are those who are moderately good, moderate in doing good deeds.
وهم الذين فعلوا الواجبات وتركوا المحرمات.
These are the ones who have done the compulsory things and left the prohibited things.
ولم يهتموا كثيرا بالمستحبات.
And they did not pay too much attention to the recommended acts.
ولم يبتعدوا كثيرا عن المكروهات.
And they did not go far away from committing the disliked matters.
كمثل الرجل الذي مر بنا وقال والله لا أزيد على ذلك ولا أنقص.
Like the man who already passed in the hadith before in the lectures, the one who said by Allah I will not do more than this and I will not do less than that.
ثم يأتي القسم الثالث.
Then there comes the third category.
وهم الظالمون لأنفسهم.
Those are the ones who oppressed themselves.
الذين خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئة.
Those who mixed between a deed that is good and a deed that is bad.
ويتفاوتون في ذلك.
And they vary in this regard.
فمنهم من يسرف على نفسه بالمعاصي.
Amongst them are those who get so much involved and indulged against their own selves by committing a lot of sins.
ومنهم من هو دون ذلك.
And amongst them who are less than that.
وكما قلنا هم على دركات.
And as we said, they are upon various degrees of lowliness, of going low.
ومن هذا نفهم قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And from this we understand the statement of Allah تعالى.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم.
Those who believed and they did not mix up their faith with oppression.
أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
Such will receive safety and security and they are guided.
قال أهل العلم في معنى هذه الآية.
The people of knowledge said regarding the meaning of this verse.
يحتمل الظلم هنا أن يكون الشرك.
That the word ظلم here, oppression, wrongdoing, it is possible to mean شرك association of partners in worship with Allah.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى عن لقمان يا بني إن الشرك لظلم عظيم.
Because of the statement of Allah تعالى about لقمان who said, O my son, surely shirk is a grave wrongdoing or injustice.
وبهذا فسرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And with this actually meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained it.
لما شعر الصحابة بالخوف عندما قرأوا هذه الآية.
When the companions felt scared when they recited this ayah.
فأتوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالوا أينا لم يظلم نفسه.
So they came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and they said, O Messenger of Allah, who amongst us did not oppress themselves.
وظنوا أن الظلم هنا يشمل كل ظلم ومنه ظلم النفس بالمعاصي.
And they thought that the meaning of ظلم here in this verse includes all kinds of ظلم, oppression or injustice, and part of that is the commission of sins.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them.
أما سمعتم قول العبد الصالح؟
Didn't you hear the statement of the righteous servant؟
يا بني لا تشرك بالله.
Oh my son, do not associate partners in worship with Allah.
إن الشرك لظلم عظيم.
Surely shirk is a grave injustice.
فالإنسان يحصل الأمن.
So the person will achieve safety and security
إذا وحد الله تبارك وتعالى.
If he unifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Islamic monotheism.
ولو وقع منه ظلم.
Even if he falls into or commits an oppression or an act of injustice.
دون ظلم الشرك.
A wrongdoing that is lesser than the wrongdoing of falling into shirk, association of partners in worship with Allah.
وذلك أن الظلم ثلاثة أنواع.
That is because oppression or wrongdoing is of three types.
الأول ظلم الشركي.
The first is the ظلم, the oppression of committing shirk.
وهو أعظم أنواع الظلم.
And this is the most grave of the types of wrongdoing.
وهو الذي لا يجتمع مع الإيمان.
And this type of injustice cannot be combined together with الإيمان, faith.
وأنه إذا وقع فيه الإنسان خرج من الملة.
And if the person falls into this shirk, then he will exit from the Islamic religion.
وهذا لا ينال شيئا أبدا من أنواع الأمن.
And this person will not achieve any of the types of safety and security.
والنوع الثاني من أنواع الظلم.
The second type of the types of injustice.
هو ظلم الإنسان لغيره.
Is for the person to oppress another person.
إما بمنعهم حقوقهم.
Either by withholding and preventing them from having their rights.
أو أخذه لحقوقهم.
Or that he will take away their rights.
فهذا ظلم الناس.
So this is an oppression that is done towards the humans, the people.
والظلم الثالث.
The third type of oppression.
ظلم النفس بما هو دون الشرك.
It is to oppress one's own self, his own self, with sins that are lesser than shirk.
وهي فعل المعاصي.
And that is the commission of sins and disobediences.
التي تكون بين العبد وبين ربه.
Sins that are between the servant and his Lord.
كشرب الخمر وأكل الربا والقمار.
Drinking intoxicants.
وترك الصلاة وترك الصيام وغير ذلك من الأعمال القبيحة.
Usury, gambling, leaving prayer, leaving fasting, and other than this of the horrible types of deeds.
فظلم النفس وظلم الغير الذي هو دون الشرك.
Oppressing oneself and oppressing others, the people, which is less than the oppression of committing shirk.
يؤثر في الأمن.
It will affect the safety and security that he will achieve.
لكن لا يزيله كله.
But it will not remove the security in totality.
وإنما يكون عنده شيء من الأمن.
But he will have some sort of security.
وهؤلاء هم الظالمون الذين خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا.
And these are the ones who are the wrongdoers who mixed up a good deed with committing bad deeds.
فالأمن التام لمن سلم من أنواع الظلم الثلاثة.
So the complete and perfect safety and security is going to be for the one who is safe. Or saved from all three types of wrongdoing and injustices.
ومن يكن له شيء من الأمن وشيء من الخوف هو الذي وقع في ظلم النفس وظلم الغير.
The one who will have some sort of safety and security and some sort of not having safety and security is the one who mixed up, who fell into some of oppression for against himself and oppression against others.
وهؤلاء مسلمون ولكنهم تحت المشيئة إن شاء عذبهم وإن شاء عفى عنهم.
Those are Muslims, but then they are under the will of God. If He wishes, He will punish them and torment them. If He wishes, He will forgive them.
مع مراعاة أن حقوق المظلومين لا تسقط.
Alongside taking care of the fact that the rights of the oppressed people, they are never dropped.
والنوع الثالث من الظلم وهو ظلم الشرك وهذا الذي ليس معه أمن.
And the third type of dhulm, oppression, is the oppression of committing shirk. And this one, there is no safety and security, period, with that type
of dhulm.
We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to achieve for us, to make us achieve the complete and absolute safety and security.
ثم قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله.
Then the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that to strive hard to achieve what benefits you.
وهو كلام كما يقول أهل العلم جامع نافع.
Strive to achieve what benefits you and do not be lazy. The Sheikh said that these words are, as they say, they are very much comprehensive and they gather a lot of meaning in them.
محتوٍ على سعادة الدارين الدنيا والآخرة.
It is inclusive within it. It includes the happiness in the two abodes, in the two homes, this life and the next life.
فقوله احرص على ما ينفعك.
So him عليه الصلاة والسلام saying, be keen to achieve that which is beneficial to you.
فما ينفع الإنسان إما أن تكون أمورا دنيوية وإما أن تكون أمورا دينية.
What is beneficial for the human? It's either worldly benefits or religious benefits.
فهذه الأمور الدينية الإنسان محتاج إليهما معا.
Those affairs, religious and worldly benefits, the human needs both of them together.
فسعادة الإنسان في تحصيل هذين الأمرين.
So the happiness of the human will be by achieving him achieving both matters.
مع الاستعانة بالله تبارك وتعالى في تحقيقها.
Alongside seeking the help of Allah Azza wa Jal to achieve those two matters.
فمن كان كسلانا.
So the one who was lazy.
لم يدرك شيئا.
He will not achieve any
من أمور الدنيا
of the worldly affairs.
ولا يدرك شيئاً أيضاً من أمور الآخرة.
He will not achieve any also of the benefits in the next life.
لأنه كسول عن العمل.
Because he is lazy from doing good deeds.
في أمور الدنيا.
In the worldly matters regarding the worldly
وكسول
affairs.
وكسول كذلك عن العبادة.
He is also lazy from worshiping.
فهو قد ضيع أمور دينه وأمور دنيا.
So this person has lost the affairs of his worldly life and the affairs of his next life.
وقد يكون الإنسان حريصا لكنه ليس حريصا على الأمور النافعة.
And the person may be keen and diligent, but he is not keen nor diligent to achieve the beneficial matters.
بل قد يأخذ الأمور الضارة به في دنياه أو دينه.
Rather, he might focus on the affairs that are harmful to him in worldly life and his religion.
فهذا لا يحصل إلا التعب والعناء.
So this person will not achieve except tiredness and just being going through difficult times.
ثم إذا سلك العبد الأمور النافعة.
Then if the servant would tread the path of achieving the beneficial matters.
فإنه لا بد أن يستعين بالله.
Then he must be from those who seek the help of Allah.
كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير.
As رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he will provide for you as he provides for the birds.
تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا.
The birds leave in the morning with empty tummies and they come back in the evening with full stomachs.
وقد كان كثير من السلف يستعينون بالله على كل شيء.
And many of the pious predecessors, they used to seek the help of Allah in every matter, in everything.
حتى قال الحسن البصري رحمه الله تعالى.
To a point that الحسن البصري رحمه الله تعالى, he said,
إني لأستعين بالله حتى على الملح لا أجده في البيت.
Surely I seek the help of Allah even for the salt that I don't find at home.
وهذا يدل على قوة الاستعانة بالله جل وعلا.
And this indicates how strong the seeking the help from Allah he had.
وبهذا نوقف الكلام على هذا الحديث.
With this we end the talk about this hadith.
الحديث الذي بعده.
The next hadith.
طيب بقي عندنا قوله وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل what is لو كان كذا وكذا.
Yes, we'll back to the hadith. If something befalls you, then do not say if then this and that.
بل الإنسان يؤمن بالقضاء والقدر.
Rather, the believer, the human, should believe in the predestination, divine decree.
ويرضى بما قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And he should be satisfied with whatever Allah decreed for him.
مهما كان هذا الأمر.
Regardless of what that matter may be.
وقد جاء عن عروة ابن الزبير رضي الله عنه ورحمه.
It has come from عروة ابن الزبير. May Allah be pleased with him and may Allah have mercy on him.
وهو عروة بن الزبير من العوام.
And he is عروة, the son of الزبير ابن العوام.
وأمه أسماء بنت أبي بكر.
Whose mother is أسماء بنت أبي بكر.
جده أبو بكر وخالته عائشة.
His grandfather is Abu Bakr and his maternal aunt is عائشة.
من كبار علماء التابعين وعبادهم.
عروة is from the senior scholars of the تابعين and their worshippers.
عروة بن الزبير أصيبت رجله بالمرض الغرغرينة الأكلة.
His leg was struck with the sickness. Who knows it? غرغرين. That's what they call it. Okay, that's the same then.
نعم. فقيل له لابد أن تقطع القدم.
So he was told this. It must be severed. The leg must be cut.
فامتنع من ذلك.
So he refused.
ثم ارتفعت الغرغرينة في رجله.
So this sickness started growing up, going higher in his.
فقالوا لابد من قطع الساق.
They said we must cut off the shin.
فأبى.
So he refused.
فارتفعت حتى وصلت إلى الركبة.
It got raised up until it reached the knee.
فقيل له ستقتل نفسك. إن لم تقطعها.
They said to him, you will kill yourself if you don't cut it off.
فاقتنع عند ذلك وأذن بقطع رجله.
He got convinced then and he permitted them to sever that limb.
فقيل له تشرب شيئا من الخمر حتى لا تشعر بالألم.
They said, so drink some alcohol so you don't feel the pain of cutting off.
No, لم يكن عندهم شيء مخدر. للألم.
No drugs then to you know to you know take away the pain.
فقال فإذا مت ألقى الله أنا سكران.
So he says and if I die then I will meet Allah intoxicated.
فامتنع.
So he refused.
وقال ولكن اقطعوها وأنا في الصلاة.
He said cut my leg while I am in prayer.
فلما صلى وكان في التشهد.
When he prayed and he was in the تشهد.
مد رجله إلى الأمام.
He stretched out his leg forward.
فلما ظنوا أنه قد بلغ التشهد.
So when they thought that he started doing the تشهد.
ضربوا الرجل.
They cut off the leg.
وأغمي عليه قطعا.
And he went unconscious. Definitely.
وبعد أن أتموا هذه العملية.
After they finished operating on him.
وأوقف نزيف الدم.
And the bleeding was stopped.
أفاق بعد ذلك.
He woke up after that.
فقيل له عظم الله أجرك في رجلك.
They said may Allah magnify your reward regarding your severed leg. يعني.
وقدر الله أن ولده مات في تلك الفترة.
And Allah عز وجل destined that his son passed away during that same period.
رمح الفرس أي ضربه برجله الفرس فمات وكان صغيرا من أولاده.
The horse kicked this boy was a young baby a boy young boy so the horse kicked it kicked him and he passed away the boy.
فقال عروة بن الزبير.
عروة بن الزبير said
اللهم لك الحمد.
Oh Allah all praise belongs to you.
رزقتني أربعة أعضاء.
You provided for me four body parts.
أخذت واحدا وتركت لي ثلاثة.
You took one and you left me three.
يعني اليدين والرجلين.
Two arms, two legs.
ورزقتني سبعة من الولد.
And you provided for me seven of the children.
فأخذت واحدا وتركت لي ستة.
And you took one and you left me six.
فاللهم لك الحمد.
So Allah, all praise is due to you.
ولذلك قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية.
This is why Sheikh Islam Taymiyyah said.
الناس مع المصائب على أربعة أحوال.
The people in terms of calamities that befall them, they have four states or conditions.
من لا يرضى بقضاء الله.
The one who is not satisfied with whatever Allah destined for him.
ولا يصبر.
And he is not patient.
وهذا في أسوأ المنازل.
And this one is the in the worst of states.
والثاني من يصبر ولا يرضى.
The second is the one who is patient, but he's not satisfied and pleased.
يعني عنده جلد, عنده قوة للصبر تحمل المصائب.
Power to endure and withstand those calamities and trials.
لكنه غير راضي بقضاء الله وقدره.
But he's not pleased or satisfied with whatever Allah decreed.
وهذا كصاحبه.
And this one is like the other one that was mentioned.
والثالث. The third. هو الذي يرضى ويصبر.
Is the one who is satisfied and he is patient.
وهذا الذي قال الله تبارك وتعالى فيه الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
This is the one whom Allah said regarding him, those whom if they are struck with a calamity, they would say, surely we belong to Allah and truly we are going to return to him.
وهذا هو الواجب على المسلم.
And this is what is obligatory upon the Muslim.
أن يصبر ويرضى.
To be patient and to be pleased.
والأكمل من ذلك.
But the state that is even more perfect than this.
أن يصبر ويرضى ويحمد.
That he would be patient, he would be pleased, and he would even praise Allah عز وجل doing حمد.
كما فعل عروة بن الزبير رحمه الله تعالى.
عروة بن الزبير did, may Allah have mercy on him.
فهذا هو الرضا التام بقضاء الله تبارك وتعالى وقدره.
This is the complete pleasure and satisfaction with Allah's divine decree and destiny.
وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And his statement صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلا يقول لو كان كذا وكذا.
So let him not say if this and this then that and that.
فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان.
So because لو if it will open up the door for the work of Satan.
وذلك ليغلق الأبواب كلها على الشيطان.
Here the Sheikh said that he will close all the doors for the Satan.
لأن هذا مدخل له إلى العبد.
Because this is an entry for the devil upon the servant of Allah.
كأنه لا يرضى بقضاء الله وقدره.
As if he is not pleased with the divine decree and destiny of Allah.
وكأن الأمر بيده.
It's as if the affairs are actually in the hands, in his hand, the servant's hand.
أنه لو فعل كذا لن يكون قضاء الله.
That if he did this or that, then the decree or the destiny of Allah won't take place.
وما علم هذا المسكين أن أمر الله نافذ.
And he didn't know, this poor person with this poor understanding, he didn't know that whatever Allah decrees, it will just take place.
والأمر كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
So the affair is like what Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم.
The no calamity that befalls you that happens on earth or within you yourselves.
إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها.
Except that it is registered in a book before we bring it into existence, before creating it.
إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Surely that is very easy for Allah.
لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم.
So that you will not be sad for the things that you missed out on.
ولا تفرحوا بما أتاكم.
And so that you will not be too happy with whatever Allah has granted you.
والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
And Allah does not love everyone who is boastful, who is full of pride.
فالمسلم لا يفرح كثيرا إذا أصابه الخير.
So the Muslim, he does not become too happy and overjoyed when goodness befalls him.
ولا يحزن كثيرا إذا أصابه الشر.
And he is not too sad either when evil, when he's when he's goes through evil or
ولكنه evil happens to him. في فرحه وفي حزنه.
But rather he is someone who is justly balanced in his happiness and in his sadness.
وذلك لأنه يعلم علم اليقين.
That is because he knows the knowledge of certainty.
أن كل شيء بقدر.
That everything happens according to Allah's planned destiny.
وأنتم ترون اليوم.
And you see today.
بعض الناس يموت من شدة الفرح.
That some people they die out of extreme happiness.
أو يموت من شدة الحزن.
Or they die out of extreme sadness.
والمسلم بكل هدوء يقول قدر الله وما شاء.
And the Muslim would say very quietly, very peacefully. Allah destined and he did what he willed.
فإن أصابه ما يؤذيه.
So if something harmful happens to him.
قال إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
He says we belong to Allah and truly we are going to return to him.
وإن أصابه ما يسعده.
And if something happy happens to him.
قال الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات.
He says all praise is due to Allah, the one through whom the righteous things are achieved.
ثم قوله واستعن بالله.
Then his statement seek the help of Allah.
وهو التوكل على الله.
This is to rely upon Allah.
والتوكل على الله.
And reliance upon Allah.
هو اعتماد القلب.
Is the fact that the heart completely depends a total type of dependence and reliance
على الله
upon Allah
في جلب منفعة أو دفع مضرة
in bringing what is good and pushing and repelling what is bad
مع بذل الأسباب
alongside with doing the means that you're supposed to do acting upon the means
التوكل على الله تبارك وتعالى
this is the definition of reliance upon Allah تبارك وتعالى
نعم الحديث الثالث عشر بعد ذلك
حديث number 13 after that
عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال
from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari may Allah be pleased with him that he said
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said
المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان.
The believer to another believer resembles like a building or a structure.
يشد بعضه بعضا.
The parts of the building will strengthen and fortify the other part.
وشبك بين أصابعه.
Then he intertwined between his fingers or interlocked between his fingers.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه.
This hadith is agreed upon.
أول الراوي الحديث وهو عبد الله ابن قيس أبو موسى
First,
الأشعري.
First, the narrator of the hadith, عبد الله ابن قيس أبو موسى الأشعري.
أسلم قديما.
He accepted Islam very early in Islam.
استعمله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم assigned him to be a leader.
أرسله في الدعوة.
He sent him as a داعية, as an inviter, inviting people to Islam.
وكان أميرا على الكوفة في زمن عمر.
And he was a prince, a governor over the city الكوفة in the time of عمر.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 300 حديث.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 300 حديث.
شهد خيبر وما بعدها.
He attended the battle of Khaybar and what comes after it.
وتوفي سنة 42 من الهجرة.
And he died the year 240 هجرة.
وكان من علماء أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he was from the scholars of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهو من الصحابة السبعة.
Of the companions of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he is from the seven companions.
الذين رجعت إليهم الفتوى.
Whom the fatwa issuing religious verdicts actually refer back to them. Seven companions, he's one of them.
وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي موسى.
And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said about أبو موسى.
لقد أعطي أبو موسى مزمارا من مزامير آل داود.
أبو موسى has been given a mizmar. The mizmar is like a flute, right? From the flutes of the family of Dawood.
وذلك لحسن قراءته للقرآن.
Meaning that he has a very beautiful voice by which he was reciting the Quran.
طبعا ليس كأخينا. أنا قراءته أفضل يعني طبعا.
لم أفهم الشيخ.
الشيخ عبد المنعم يعني قراءته جميلة جدا لكن أبو موسى أفضل.
طيب الحمد لله.
نعم هذا بالنسبة لي أبو موسى الأشعري هذا ما ترجمها. لا يلا الله كريم.
So the Sheikh said that my recitation is good, but of course Abu Musa his recitation is far much more excellent. جزاك الله خيرا.
هذا الحديث العظيم المبارك من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This great hadith and blessed hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يبين فيه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يجب أن يكون عليه المؤمنون.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarifies in it what the believer should be upon. Should
أن يكونوا إخوانا متحابين متراحمين.
That the believers should be brothers who are loving one another, who are showing mercy to one another.
كما قال في الحديث الآخر.
As he said in the other hadith.
مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم.
The example of the believers in their them showing mercy to one another and showing affection towards one another and showing love towards one another.
كمثل الجسد.
They resemble the body.
إذا اشتكى منه عضو.
If one part of the body is in pain.
تداعى له سائر الجسد بالحمى والسهر.
Then the rest of the body parts will feel the same and they will the rest of the body parts will they stay up the night, they can't sleep and also they will go through the pain of fever.
فيجب على المسلم أن يحب لأخيه المسلم ما يحب لنفسه.
So it is a must upon the believer to love for the other believer what he loves for himself.
ويجب عليه أن يراعي المصالح العامة لقوله كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا.
And they should, the believers should give due diligent care to the general overall benefits as in the hadith it says like one building it will support each other.
ومن ذلك نعرف أن الإسلام فيه شيء اسمه فرض كفاية وشيء اسمه فرض عين.
And from this we know that within Islam there is something that is called فرض كفاية, an obligation on the ummah at large, and a فرض عين, an individual obligation.
وهو كما فسرها أخونا, وهو أن فرض العين هو ما يجب على كل مسلم أن يفعله.
The فرض عين is whatever that is a must upon every believer to do.
كصلاة العصر مثلا كلنا صلينا العصر.
Like صلاة العصر, all of us prayed عصر.
لكن الأذان للعصر.
But the adhan,
أذان واحد.
Calling the adhan for Salat al-Asr is just one adhan, one person will do it.
فالمسلمون إذن يساعد بعضهم بعضا في فعل فروض الكفايات.
So the Muslims then help one another in establishing the obligations that are kifayat, obligation for the ummah at large.
وفروض الكفايات كثيرة جدا.
And those فروض كفاية that if some of the ummah do it then they will suffice the rest. There are so many, the Sheikh said.
وهذا من رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى.
And this is from the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى.
بالمؤمنين.
Towards the believers.
بأن جعل بعضهم يغني عن بعض.
That he made some of them suffice and they will take place of the others.
ولكن إذا ترك كلهم فرض الكفاية أثم كل من كان قادرا.
But if all the believers, all of them abandon the obligation of فرض كفاية, then each one of them who is able will be sinful by abandoning that obligation.
والأمر كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى.
The affair is like what Allah تبارك وتعالى said.
ولتكن منكم أمة.
Let there be amongst you a group of people.
يدعون إلى الخير.
Calling to what is good.
ويأمرون بالمعروف.
Commanding what is good.
وينهون عن المنكر.
And forbidding what is evil.
فقوله ولتكن منكم دليل على أنه يكفي البعض.
This here statement, let there be amongst you, this is a proof that some of us will suffice.
ومنها قوله تعالى أيضا.
And part of that is the statement of Allah Ta'ala also.
وما كان المؤمنون لينفروا كافة.
And the believers wouldn't go out, that is for jihad, all of them all together.
فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة.
So then if from every group of them then some of them will go out.
ليتفقهوا في الدين ولينذروا قومهم.
So that they will seek the knowledge of the religion and then they will warn their people.
فقوله منهم طائفة.
So him saying here in the Quran amongst them a group.
أن يكفي البعض.
Meaning some of them will be enough.
وأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتعاون على البر والتقوى في قوله يشد بعضه بعضا.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded here to help one another to righteousness and piety, as he said in this hadith here that the building, the structure will fortify one another or strengthen one another.
وهذا لا يمكن أن يحدث مع تفرقهم واختلافهم وبغض بعضهم بعضا.
And this will not, it's impossible for this to happen along with them being divided, being fighting with one another.
بل لابد أن تكون المصالح العامة مقدمة على كل شيء.
Rather, the general beneficial affairs for the Muslims at large should be given precedence over everything else.
وتكون هناك المشاورة بين المسلمين.
And that there should be consultation happening between the believers.
وكذلك يتوزعون على ما يحتاجون إليه.
Likewise, they distribute what they need amongst them.
فمنهم من يعمل بالزراعة، ومنهم من يعمل بالتجارة، ومنهم من يعمل بالتعليم، وهكذا بحيث أنهم يسدون حاجتهم.
Some they will work in agriculture, some in teaching, education, and some in other branches, so that they will help one another.
وهكذا يكونون قد سدوا النقص الذي يمكن أن يكون في الأمة.
And this way they would have filled the void in every aspect that may happen within the أمة.
نعم. بعد ذلك الحديث الرابع عشر.
We go on with the hadith number 14.
في أسئلة على ما مضى.
Inshallah, if there are questions, all the questions need to be written from the brothers and the sisters. Inshallah, and you should bring them here. And every time the Sheikh will take some questions that relate to the hadith, the ahadith that we are doing, inshallah. فيما يخص الحديث الثاني يحتج أهل البدع بأثر عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه نعمة البدعة تلك وكان يقصد صلاة الليل في رمضان وقال العلماء كان يقصد البدعة بالمعنى اللغوي أرجو توضيح هذا الأثر إن صح الأثر. Regarding the second hadith pertaining to innovations, that some people of innovation, they use the report that Umar رضي الله عنه said, what a great bid'ah this is, and talking about or referring to the night prayer in Ramadan. The scholars said that he meant the linguistic meaning of the bid'ah, innovation. I would like you to please clarify this report if the report is authentic.
إجابة هذا السؤال
answering this question
تكمن في تعريف البدع
lies in the definition of innovation or heresy.
وحنا ذكرنا في الصباح
we mentioned in the morning
حديث تميم الداري
the hadith of تميم الداري
وقلنا إن تميمًا أسلم في السنة التاسعة.
And we said that Tamim he accepted Islam in the year ninth year of Hijrah.
وكان يؤم المسلمين في عهد عمر.
And he was leading the Muslims in prayer in the time of Umar.
وهو في هذه الحادثة التي ذكرت في السؤال.
And he is in this incident that is actually mentioned in this report.
وذلك أن عمر رضي الله عنه في رمضان مر على الناس وهم يصلون بعد العشاء.
That is when Umar رضي الله عنه he passed by the people while they were praying in Ramadan after Salat al-Isha.
أوزاعاً وفرادة.
And they used to pray in separate groups or individually by themselves.
فوجد كل اثنين يصليان معاً وثلاثة يصلون معاً وواحد يصلي وحده.
Two will be praying together, three praying together, one praying by himself.
فجمعهم على أبي بن كعب وتميم الداري.
So he gathered them all together in one جماعة behind أبي بن كعب and تميم الداري.
فقالوا له يا أمير إن هذه بدعة.
So they said to him, O Prince of Believers, this is an innovation, بدعة.
فقال نعمة البدعة هي.
He said, what a great بدعة it is.
كما قلت نعود إلى تعريف البدعة كما عرفها الإمام الشاطبي رحمه الله تعالى.
As we said, let's go back to the definition of بدعة as Imam الشاطبي defined it رحمه الله.
وهي قوله.
And that is his statement.
طريقة من الدين مخترعة.
It is a way that is innovated, created in the religion.
تضاهى بها الطريقة الشرعية.
That is similar and corresponding and competing with the legal, the already legislated way.
يقصد منها التقرب إلى الله.
What is intended by this newly invented way is to get closer more to Allah.
فهي إذا التي تجتمع فيها ثلاثة أمور.
So بدعة is what has three matters combined in it.
أنها مخترعة.
That it is innovated, created.
أنها تضاهى بها الشرعية.
That you use it to compete with the legal way.
تنافس الشرعية.
Competing with it and similar to it.
ويقصد بها التقرب إلى الله.
What is intended by this new way is to get closer to Allah.
فقولنا يقصد بها التقرب إلى الله فتخرج منها العادات التي تعمل بدع الناس في الدنيا.
So by saying that what is meant by this newly invented matter is to get closer to Allah, then we are excluding with this condition or this issue, we are excluding the matters of the worldly life, the habits and the things that the people don't do to get closer to Allah.
لأن بدع الدنيا جائزة، الممنوع هي بدع الدين.
So the innovations in the worldly matters, they are allowed. What is prohibited is the innovations in the religion.
لأن الأصل في الدين أنه توقيف.
Because the principle regarding the religion, the religious matters, is that it is received as is from Allah عز وجل.
نرجع إلى الشرط الأول في البدعة.
Let's go back to the first condition in the بدعة.
وهي قوله طريقة في الدين مخترعة.
And that is, he said that a way in the religion that is created, innovated.
فننظر هل صلاة التراويح التي أداها عمر أو أمر بها عمر كانت مخترعة.
So let's look into the صلاة التراويح, that's night prayer that عمر رضي الله عنه commanded to do. Is it something that is innovated and created in the religion?
فنجد في الصحيحين.
We find in the two صحيح.
أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلى بالناس.
He led the people in prayer.
ليلة.
One night.
ثم جاء. بعد ليلتين وصلى بهم جماعة.
After two nights he led them in prayer again.
وجاء بعد ليلتين وصلى بهم جماعة.
And then another two nights he came back and he led them in the night prayer.
وفي كل ليلة يزيدون.
And in every night the crowd would grow bigger and bigger.
حتى ضاق بهم المسجد.
To a point that the masjid got so fully crowded and there was no room for.
فلم يخرج إليهم بعد ذلك.
So he did not come out to lead them in the prayer, night prayer after that.
فلما سئل عن ذلك,
when he was asked about that, عليه الصلاة والسلام,
قال لم يخفى علي أمركم.
He said, your affair is not hidden from me.
يعني أدري أنكم مجتمعون في المسجد تنتظرونني.
Meaning, I know that you are gathered together in the masjid waiting for me to come out to lead you in prayer.
وكان هذا قيام الليل.
And that was the night prayer actually.
في رمضان.
In Ramadan.
فقال ولكني خشيت أن تفرض عليكم.
He said, but I was afraid that it will be made the night prayer will be made obligatory upon you.
فعمر إذا لم يأتي بشيء جديد.
So عمر then he did not bring anything new.
بل هذا شيء فعله النبي
Rather,
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is something that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did himself.
ثم بين سبب تركه له.
Then he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, clarified why is it that he left it.
وهو أنه خشي أن تفرض عليهم.
That is the fact that he was afraid that this night prayer will become obligatory upon them.
ولهذا امتنع منه.
This is why he held back from doing it.
ولما توفي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away,
انقطع الوحي.
The revelation ceased and stopped.
وكان قد تم الدين.
And the religion is now complete.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
Today I have completed for you your religion.
وما لم يكن دين.
And what was not دين religion in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلن يكون دينا بعده.
It will not be religion after him.
فإذا الذي فعله عمر.
So then what عمر did.
ليست طريقة في الدين مخترعة.
It's not a newly invented matter in the religion.
ويبقى الإشكال فقط.
So what becomes or what is left to be problematic only
هو في قول عمر نعمة البدعة هي
is the statement of عمر what a great بدعة innovation this is.
فهو ليس في فعله وإنما في قوله.
It's not in his action rather in his statement.
و عمر رضي الله عنه إما أن يكون سماها بدعة على سبيل التنزل.
So عمر رضي الله عنه either he called it a بدعة just by way of just letting things go, accepting the term.
يعني إن كنتم تظنون أن هذه بدعة فنعمة البدعة.
Meaning if you think that this is an innovation, then what a great innovation this is.
لكن في حقيقتها ليست بدعة.
But in its reality, then it is not actually a bid'ah.
لأنها ليست مخترعة.
Because it's not created or innovated.
وفعلها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليلتين أو ثلاث.
And rather the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did it two nights or even three nights.
أو أن عمر رضي الله عنه.
Or the other way is that عمر رضي الله عنه.
أراد في كونها بدعة.
He meant by saying it is a bid'ah innovation.
أنها مضى عليها زمن لم يفعلها أحد.
That there has time that have past that no one did that, nobody prayed in congregation like that.
وذلك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان قد تركها خوفا أن تفرض عليهم.
And that is because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he left it for the fear that it may be made an compulsory over them.
ومرت سنتان في خلافة أبي بكر لم يفعلوها.
And 2 years passed in the caliphate of Abu Bakr, which they did not do this congregational prayer like
ومرت
that.
بعض السنوات في خلافة عمر لم يفعلها.
And some years passed in the caliphate of Umar, and he did not do it either.
فلبعدي العهد بها.
Because of the time is passed, يعني a long time has passed, and they were not used to do it.
فقالوا إنها بدعة.
So he said because of that it is an innovation, a بدعة.
وهي ليست كذلك.
When it is not really a بدعة.
وقال بعض أهل العلم.
And some people of knowledge said
أن عمر أراد البدعة اللغوية لا بدعة الشرع.
That عمر رضي الله عنه he meant the linguistic meaning of the word بدعة, innovation, not the legal one, not the legal innovation.
وعمر أراد رضي الله عنه
عمر he intended may Allah be pleased with him
حينما جمعهم على هذه الصلاة
when he gathered them together for this prayer
ألا تتشتت كلمتهم
that their word will not be divided
وكان الصحابة بعضهم يقوم في بيته وحيدا
some of the companions they used to pray the night prayer alone at home
وبعضهم يقوم مع غيره في البيت
and some will pray together with others
وبعضهم
at home
يقوم مع غيره في المسجد
and others they would pray together with someone else at the masjid
وبعضهم يقوم وحده في المسجد
and some of them prays by himself in the masjid
وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم في بيته
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray the night prayer at home.
وصلى معه حذيفة يوما.
And حذيفة he prayed with him one night.
ومرة صلى معه عبد الله بن مسعود.
Another time عبد الله بن مسعود he prayed with him at his home.
وصلى معه مرة عبد الله بن عباس.
And another time عبد الله بن عباس he prayed night prayer with him in his home.
وصلى معه مرة جابر بن عبد الله.
And another time جابر بن عبد الله prayed with him at home.
فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي جماعة كثيرا في الليل.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to pray the night prayer in congregation a lot of times.
فلا مانع من صلاة الجماعة ليلا.
So there is nothing to prevent the congregational prayer. In night prayer.
فأصل الاجتماع لصلاة الليل لا بأس به.
So the origin of getting together to pray the night prayer in congregation, there is nothing wrong with that.
والصحابة قبل أن يأمرهم عمر على إمام واحد كانوا يصلون جماعة أحيانا اثنين مع بعض ثلاثة مع بعض.
And the companions before عمر gathered them together, they used to pray in congregation two or three, as the Sheikh mentioned in the masjid.
نعم فهي في النهاية ليست بدعة كفعل
so in the end it's not an innovation in terms of it of the action itself
وعمر رضي الله عنه مع إذنه لهم بهذا
and عمر although he permitted them to do that
لم يكن يصلي معهم
he wasn't actually praying with them
وكان يصلي في بيته آخر الليل
and he used to pray by himself towards the end of the night
وإذا قال والتي ينامون عنها خير منها
and this is why he said in this narration that The one that they sleep from praying, meaning praying at the end of the night, is better than the one that they are praying now.
فهي إذا ليست بدعة من هذه الحيثية.
And so it is not actually an innovation from this aspect.
أرجو أن يكون الجواب واضحا.
I hope that the answer is clear. ماذا فعل بالرجل المقطوعة؟ هل يصلى عليها وتغسل وتكفن؟ What do you do with the cut off, the severed leg? Do you pray for it, the janaza, you wash it and you bury it?
And you shroud it? نعم. إذا مات الإنسان.
The answer is yes. If the human passes away.
ولو فرضنا أنه يعني أكلت الحيوانات مثلا جسده كله.
Let's suppose that some animals they ate up his body.
ولم يبقى إلا شيء من جسده كالرجل مثلا.
And nothing was left of his body except something apart like the leg.
نعم ممكن يصلى عليها وتغسل وتدفن.
Yes. You wash it and you know you pray the janaza for it and it is buried.
أما إذا قطعت من الإنسان وهو حي.
As for the body part getting severed from the human while he is alive.
فإنها ميتة.
Then it is just a dead part.
إنه جاء ما قطع من الحي فهي ميتة.
Whatever is severed from a living thing, then it is a dead thing.
وهي لا تمثل الإنسان حتى يصلى عليها.
And it does not represent the human himself, so that they will pray the جنازة, the صلاة الجنازة for it.
نعم ولا تغسل ولا تكفن قطعا.
You don't wash it, you don't shroud it, definitely.
نعم.
ما هي الوسائل المعينة على القوة؟ What are the means that help us to become strong Muslims؟
حتى يكون المؤمن قويا.
So that the believer will turn to be a strong believer.
أن يكون اعتماده على الله قويا.
He has to have his reliance or dependence upon Allah strong.
فمن استشعر أن الله معه.
So the one who calls to mind and feels and senses that Allah is with him.
لم يخف من أحد.
He will not fear anyone.
وأعطته طمأنينة وراحة وقوة.
And it will give him peace of mind, tranquility and strength.
ومن هذا نفهم قوله تعالى.
And from this we understand the statement of Allah تعالى.
قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا.
Say nothing will happen to us except what Allah has already pre-recorded and decreed for us.
فمن أعظم الأمور المعينة على القوة.
So from the greatest matters that help one to be strong.
هو الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر.
Is to believe in divine decree and destination.
و هناك قصص كثيرة حقيقة في هذا الموضوع.
There are so many stories in this topic.
سأذكر لكم واحدة.
I will mention to you one.
وهو ما وقع لعبد الله بن حذافة السهمي.
And that is what happened to Abdullah bin Hudhafa al-Sahmi.
وذلك أنه أسر مع جماعة من المسلمين.
That is because he was captivated alongside with a group of Muslims.
وكان قائدا لهم.
And he was their leader actually.
أسره الروم.
The Romans they captivated him.
فقال له كبيرهم أو ملكهم.
So the chief or the king amongst the Romans he told him.
إن تركت دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
If you left the religion of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
زوجتك ابنتي وأعطيتك نصف ملكي.
I will marry you to my daughter and I will give you half of what I own.
فقال له لو أعطيتني ملكك كله ما تركت دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he answered him, if you gave me all your what you own, I will not abandon the religion of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال فإني إذن قاتلك.
He said, then I will kill you.
قال افعل ما تشاء.
He said, do whatever you wish.
فأحضر قدرا كبيرا.
So he brought a big pot.
ووضع فيه الزيت الحار.
And they placed in it hot oil,
ثم
burning oil,
أمر
boiling.
أحد أسر المسلمين.
Then he commanded that one of the Muslim captives to be brought.
فألقاه في القدر.
And he threw him in the pot.
فمات في لحظة.
So he died instantly.
فقال له إن لم ترجع فعلت بك ما فعلت به.
He said, if you do not retract, then I will do to you like I did to him.
قال افعل ما بدا لك.
He said, do whatever you wish.
فلما حمل ليلقى في القدر.
So when he was carried to be thrown in the pot.
طبعا ليس بأيديهم وإنما بناقلة ترميه.
Of course, they were carrying him not with their hands but with something, you know, a tool, an instrument that carries him to throw him in the pot.
بكى عبد الله بن حذافة.
عبد الله بن حذافة he cried.
فقال الملك أوقفه.
So the king said stop.
وظن أنه خاف.
He thought that he was afraid.
فقال له بكيت. قال نعم.
He said you were crying. He said yes.
قال لماذا؟
He said why?
قال بكيت أنه ليس لي إلا نفس واحدة تذهب الآن في سبيل الله.
He said I'm crying because I only have one soul that soul just one it will go in the way of Allah.
وتمنيت أن تكون لي أكثر من نفس كلها تذهب في سبيل الله.
And I wished that I have more than one soul and all of these souls will go in the way of Allah.
هذه الشجاعة
this bravery
يعني إنما جاءته من إيمانه بالله تبارك وتعالى.
Only came from his iman in Allah عز وجل.
وقوة يقينه.
And his strong certainty of faith.
فقال له هذا الملك.
So this king said to him.
إذا ترجع عندي محمد قال لا أرجع.
You retract, you abandon the religion of Muhammad. He said no, I will not leave it.
قال إذا قبل رأسي وأطلق سراحك.
He said then kiss my head and I will release you.
دون أن تخرج عن دين محمد.
You don't have to leave the religion of Muhammad. Just kiss my head and I will.
يعني افعل شيئا أطلبه منك.
Do something that I request from you.
فقال له نعم أفعل بشرط. He said. الآن هو الذي يشترط.
He said, of course I will do, but with a condition. Now the Sheikh said that he started putting his conditions even.
قال وما هو شرطك؟
What is your condition? He said.
قال تخرج جميع الأسرة.
He said, you released all the Muslim captives.
قال نعم قبل رأسي.
He said I will do that. Kiss my head.
فجاء وقبل رأسه.
So he came and he kissed his head.
ووفى له الملك.
And the king he fulfilled his promise.
وتركه وترك أصحابه معه.
And he left him. He released him and he released his companions too.
ورجع إلى عمر في خلافة عمر ذلك الحدث.
He went back to عمر. That incident happened in the caliphate of عمر.
ولما أخبر عمر بما فعل عبد الله بن حذافة
when عمر was informed of what عبد الله بن حذافة did
لأن بعض المسلمين كان قد حضر من الأسرى
because some of the Muslim captives they attended the incident they know what happened
فقام عمر وقبل رأس حذافة
so عمر رضي الله عنه got up and he kissed the head of عبد الله بن حذافة
وقال عزمت على كل مسلم أن يقوم إليه فيقبل رأسه.
And he said, I make it, I'm asking you, and I make it a must upon each Muslim to get up and kiss his head.
والقصة الثانية وقعت لسعيد بن جبير.
The second story happened to سعيد بن جبير.
سعيد بن جبير العابد القارئ.
The worshipper, the reciter.
تلميذ ابن عباس.
The student of ابن عباس رضي الله عنه.
أمسك به الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي.
حجاج بن يوسف الثقفي he captured him.
وقال له إني قاتلك.
He said I am going to kill you.
فاختر القتلة التي تريد.
So he said choose the type of death that you want to be killed. How you want to be killed.
بكل طمأنينة قال له سعيد بن جبير اختر أنت فإن خلفك القصاص.
So Sa'id ibn Jubair, he said very peacefully and quietly with tranquility, rather you choose the type of killing because after that you will be held accountable. An eye for an eye, the law of equal justice, qisas.
فقال له الحجاج لأعجلنك إلى النار.
So Al-Hajjaj said to him, I will surely rush you to the hellfire.
يعني أقتلك ثم تذهب نار جهنم.
Meaning I will kill you, then you will go to the fire of Jahannam.
فقال بكل طمأنينة.
He said very peacefully.
لو أعلم أن النار بيدك لاتخذتك إلها.
If I know that the fire is actually in your hand, within your power, then I will take you as a god.
لكن ليس بيدك شيء.
But there's nothing in your hand actually.
فالقصد أن الإنسان يكون مؤمنا إذا آمن أنه لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله.
The objective here is to mention that the believer will be strong if he had certainty of faith that nothing will happen to us except what Allah decreed for us.
وكذلك إذا أكثر من قراءة سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Likewise, if the believer reads a lot into the lifetime, the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وسير الصحابة والصالحين.
And the biographies of the companions, their lifetime, and the righteous people also.
فإنه عند ذلك سيشعر بشيء عظيم جدا من القوة.
Then he will feel something that is very great of the power.
كذلك كلما قرب من الله
also the more you get closer to Allah
جعل الله في قلبه
Allah will place in his heart the strength of certainty of faith.
وإذا قال أهل العلم الصبر واليقين تنال الإمامة في الدين.
The people of knowledge, they said that through patience and certainty of faith, leadership in the religion will be attained.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best. الكسل or laziness. Is laziness part of destiny, qadr, and how to get rid of it? What makes or helps you to get rid of it? And what is the difference between laziness, lazy and unable? يسأل عن الفرق بين العجز والكسل. يقول هل الكسل جزء من القدر؟ وكيف نتخلص منه وما هو الذي يعين على التخلص من الكسل وما هو الفرق بين العجز الكسل والعجز العجز والكسل
العجز نوعان
the عجز is of two types
عجز بيد الإنسان وعجز ليس في يده
عجز, a state of inability that is within your hand and the hand of the human, and inability that is not within the outside of your means.
فالعجز الذي ليس بيد الإنسان كأن يعجز أن يفعل شيئا ما.
So the inability that is not within your hand, you're not capable, like being unable to do something.
فهذا لا يحاسب الله عليه.
Allah عز وجل will not hold you accountable for this.
ولا يذم صاحبه.
And the one who has that inability, he is not this praiseworthy.
وإنما المقصود في الحديث العجز المتعمد.
But what is intended in this hadith is the inability that is deliberate on purpose.
الذي سببه الكسل.
Which the cause of it is really laziness.
وأما كيف يتخلص الإنسان من العجز أو الكسل وأنه مكتوب عليه؟
And as for how do you get rid of laziness and is it inability and laziness and is it destined for him؟
أول لابد أن نعلم أن المكتوب غيب.
We should first know that whatever is pre-written for us is actually a matter of the hidden unseen world to us.
ولذلك لما غيب. قال الصحابة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is why when the companions said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ألا نتكل على ما كتب؟
Should we rely upon what has been already pre-written for us?
فقال اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له.
He said rather do deeds work for everyone is facilitated to what he is created for.
فالذي يتكاسل عن العبادة. So أو عن الخير ويقول كتب الله علي ذلك.
So the one who purposely becomes lazy from doing good deeds and from acting acts of worship, and he says that Allah has pre-written that upon me.
فما الفرق بينه وبين الذي يترك الصلاة ويقول كتب الله عليه؟
What is the difference between him and the one who leaves and abandons salah and he says Allah has pre-written that upon me?
ويترك الطعام حتى يموت ويقول كتب الله عليه.
And the one who leaves consuming food until he dies and he says Allah has pre-written that upon me.
هذا لا يقول به عاقل.
This not an intelligent man he does not say that.
وإنما هذه مبررات من الشيطان.
Rather these are excuses that come from the شيطان the devil.
فالإنسان يتقي الله تبارك وتعالى ويعمل ما أمر به.
So the person should fear Allah and have piety and do what he is commanded to do.
ويستعين بالله جل وعلا.
He should seek the help of Allah تعالى.
ويتوكل عليه
and he should rely upon him
ويقدم على الأمر
and he should embark upon the affair the matter
هذا سؤال
أظن لعله سؤال الصلاة قريبة جدا نحن سألناها هذه الأسئلة شيخ
خلاص
انتهت الأسئلة إن شاء الله We asked all the questions that were given to us. ممكن نتوقف إن شاء الله. خمس دقائق ما زال. أربع دقائق تقريبا. We'll stop here. So we'll stop. We'll come back after صلاة. إن شاء الله is 3 minutes or 4 minutes to صلاة. جزاكم الله خيرا يا شيخنا.